This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Moscow says the West wants to destroy Russia. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says what the West is doing to Russia amounts to a declaration of war. It's been a month since Russia invaded Ukraine. This morning, President Biden announced a new partnership with Europe that will reduce Europe's reliance on Russian energy.
This initiative focuses on two core issues. One, helping Europe reduce its dependency on Russian gas as quickly as possible. And secondly, reducing Europe's demand for gas overall.
The president this morning at a news conference in Brussels, Belgium, with the head of the European Commission. The president will visit Ukraine's neighbor Poland now, the final stop on his four-day trip to Europe. Meanwhile, in Ukraine,
the government of the Ukrainian city Mariupol says 300 people died in a Russian airstrike on March 16 on a theater being used as a bomb shelter. The post on the city government Telegram channel cites eyewitnesses for the toll of about 300. It was not immediately clear whether emergency workers had finished excavating the site or how the eyewitnesses arrived at the horrific death toll. When the theatre was struck, an enormous inscription reading "Children" was posted outside in Russian, intending to be visible from the skies above. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
China is battling its worst COVID-19 outbreak. Health officials are calling the situation complex and severe. It's driven by the Omicron variant. This morning, teachers in Minneapolis have reached a tentative agreement to end a more than two-week-old strike over pay and other issues. A 14-year-old boy has fallen to his death from a ride at an amusement park in Orlando. This was at Icon Park, which is located in the city's tourist district. No details yet about exactly how it happened. This is AP News. A Supreme Court justice's wife reportedly urged overturning the 2020 election. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
The wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas sent over two dozen text messages to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows encouraging the Trump administration to try to throw out the 2020 election results. The Washington Post and CBS News have obtained copies of the messages that Meadows provided to the House Select Committee investigating the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. The Associated Press attempted to obtain the same information from the committee, but it declined to comment. In a text on November 6, Virginia Thomas wrote to Meadows, "Do not concede." The Post reports on November 10th, Thomas texted Meadows saying, "The majority knows Biden and the left is attempting the greatest heist of our history." Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Dow gained 349 points yesterday. The S&P was up 63. The Nasdaq up 269. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.